Several years ago, I was talking to a friend in Houston, and we were talking baseball because I follow the Rangers, he follows the Astros. I said, so you watch all the games? He said, we don't get them. I said, why? He said, well, I've got, I think it was Comcast. He said, they're not on. I said, that's astounding. And then I come to find out that that was true in parts of North Texas, too, that the Rangers weren't available. That's not true anymore. The Texas Rangers have a monster broadcasting network that complements the broadcasting network from KRLD. Angie Swett is the Senior Vice President of Broadcasting and helped put it all together. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I got a map.
Yes.
And that's astounding. I mean, so it's Texas, Oklahoma, what is that, Louisiana?
Arkansas. Easternmost counties of New Mexico.
And so on radio, you already have, what, over 60 outlets?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, in the 70s, high 70s at this point.
That's pretty good penetration.
Yes.
So when I was a kid, I grew up in the Panhandle. I grew up a Yankees fan. And the only reason is because that's the only games we got.
Right.
So I watch the Yankees all the time. Is that what you're trying to do here?
You know, I think we're trying to, our ownership was really clear when we started this process that we wanted to take the games to Rangers fans where they wanted to watch them. We were going to try to bridge the gap that's been there for some number of years, as you know, just alluded to. It's been really challenging, and it's not fair to Rangers fans. We want them to be able to see the games.
And it was like a, sort of a Rubik's Cube for a long time, trying to figure out where to watch the games, you know, which outlet they were going to be on. So I gather now they're almost always on Rangers Sports Network, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. So Rangers Sports Network carries the bulk of the games. We do have a handful of games that are carried on national partners that are, you know, selected by Major League Baseball. And then Rangers Sports Network is the production entity for the games that are airing also on our over-the-air package, which is about 15 games. That package airs on CW here locally. And then outside of DFW, there are a number of stations, over-the-air stations, that are carrying those
games. But
that's
something the Rangers used to do, too. It was over-the-air. But that had been true for, well, I don't know, since ownership changed anyway, but 10 or 15 years.
Right. Yes. There was a little gap in there for sure. And, you know, where our previous rights holder controlled those rights. And now we're trying to deliver. We have some games for free, those 15 games we alluded to, right? The network, the national games through Major League Baseball, a lot of those are on free over-the-air channels. And then also through your cable and satellite providers, you can access all of the games for RSN. Plus, now we have direct-to-consumer with Victory Plus.
That's right. Victory Plus, of course, has
yes.
it too. Did it take long to put this together? Because I know we were waiting for news. You know, what's going to happen? Bally's disappearing. They're going to be bust, or maybe they're going to carry some games. It was back and forth. Did you put this together pretty quickly?
So we put some time into it for sure. And to your point, some of the time that we maybe would have started with this, we were waiting on a ruling to come down from the court. And so during that time frame, we were starting to collect information depending on which way this would go. And then it became clear our ownership made the decision that they wanted to take this out on their own and build a network that they would manage and that would be managed here through the club. And so in that process, you know, July-ish is about when we started really building everything. And then the decision was made after the court ruling.
So why is it so tough to get on, now that you're an expert at this?
Because
you've penetrated. No, but you penetrated everything. So I would think like the DirecTVs of the world would just fall all over themselves for this. But under the old Bally package, they weren't available. What are the holdups? Is it money?
DirecTV has carried us, and they are carrying us again.
Right.
They've been great partners all the way through. They believe in local sports programming, and they have continued to buy into that, which is great. Charter Spectrum is another great example,
yeah.
Right? They are dialed in, and they are carrying our games. So we appreciate that. Fubo has been a late add to this world of trying to really dive into the local sports world. And there are some providers that just have no interest in it. And so When you reach that point, then that's why you go the direct-to-consumer route. So if you want to maintain with a provider that will not carry local sports programming, you at least have the option to go with Victory Plus.
But there is, I mean, there's a lot of demand for the product out there. I, you know, in fact, I was one of the most intriguing things I saw the other day. I saw a Ranger game on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest choices I've ever seen, there's a drop-down menu, and you can elect and listen to the KRLD broadcast, the radio play-by-play, rather than Apple's people on there. There's a lot you can do with technology.
There is. We have a wireless camera that goes down the third baseline called Defy. And we just want to, you know, explore all of our options. Ownership really, our ownership, the Rangers ownership, really made the investment to try to build a show that is as good as what you see on a national network. And that's our goal every day, is to really make Rangers fans proud when they turn on Rangers Sports Network.
So are you limited for the network? I mean, I'm like I say, I'm looking at the map here of, you know, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, and Texas. I don't see New Mexico, Colorado. Are you limited to those states?
Yes, we have a 5-state territory that is determined by Major League Baseball. It's a direct overlay with the Astros territory, so they can come into our market, we can go into theirs. But it's a pretty, that's a
so
large...
So you're on in Houston?
We are on in Houston, yes.
But I can't get Astros games here, at least on MLB TV. There's a blackout.
That's correct.
There's still some interesting rules out there.
Yes, yes. MLB TV would not carry the local games, local meaning within our 5-state territory.
So what have you learned so far? I mean, we're not very far into the season, but you've got enough games under your belt. Have you made changes already?
Oh, we make changes every single day. Every single day we're making some kind of change to try to improve what you see on this on the television every night. We adjust the graphics. We adjust something that we've been changing fairly frequently is how exit velocity is displayed, because most broadcasts don't carry exit velocity on. And we made a conscious effort to try to deliver that to the fans. We thought that was something they would be interested in. So you see it live off of batted balls, and then you also see it on replays on a designated camera.
You know, fans tend to be pretty outspoken when it comes to their favorite sports and what they like. Do you hear from them?
We do. We do. We hear from them a lot. I mean, there's a lot of opinions, and we make we've made adjustments off of, you know, some things that people have suggested. We're interested, and we're constantly curious about the best way to make this broadcast better and more enjoyable for fans.
So are things, I mean, viewership, demand for, you know, Victory Plus and the other products, is it about as you expected?
It's better than what we had anticipated, yes.
And this has got to be a rotten time around here right now, because you're going up against basketball, at least for a little while, and you're going up against hockey, and soccer is out there.
Sure.
And people are going on vacations.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And you see some audience drop during that time frame, but in comparison to what we've seen in previous years, everything is up. The ratings and deliverables, and really the way it's measured, is on viewership and household impressions, right? And that is all increased dramatically year over year.
Are the cycles tied to schools also, when schools are in session and when they come out of session?
Oh, I certainly think so. I mean, the data suggests that our viewership increases as the season goes along, especially when we start getting into the summer months. And to your point, you know, it's tough when you're up against, especially going back a little bit, but up against March Madness. You've still got NBA, you've still got NHL. There are a lot of other things that are drawing eyeballs. And soon, baseball will take its, you know, place in America's heart and right in our center stage.
And right when you've got the thing absolutely perfected the way you want it. Well, the product looks good so far, and it's fun. And it's nice having baseball back, and nice having something fun to watch on the field too, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Something you can't control, I assume.
We cannot control, but it's sure fun to show it to everyone every night.
I would think so. Angie Swett is the Senior Vice President of Broadcasting, talking about the new Rangers Sports Network. Congratulations on getting it going.
Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.